This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
And thankfully, I'll...
Fuck it. Yeah, never.
Hopefully, I'll never have to imagine because I won't get caught. But you know...
Caught doing what?
What?
Huh? What?
What? Recording on Thursday, August 6th.
Excuse me?
For October 6th. What did I say?
You said August, Ron. You said August 6th, you fucking...
Now I got it.
Jesus.
Well, now I got a
stroke victim. Man, we're recording.
All right, fine.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Best.
Different types.
The whole song.
Coat, pants with stripes, or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Holy shit.
Welcome back to our dumpster fire.
And recording on Thursday, October 6th, I'm being told.
Yes.
Not August 6th.
It is not.
For broadcast on Saturday, October 22nd. Produced by Doug Reacharound, Douglas K. Reacharound, the finest podcast producer in the United States of America. He's also your friend and mine. Starring Jeff Durant sitting across from me. I am Brian Wise. This is TGO Radio. By the way, available around the world, if you don't mind me saying
around
so.
Around the world.
At TGO Radio.
Does our internet go out that far?
Com. Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Oh, yeah, man.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Around the world. Yeah. So, welcome back to TGO Radio. First thing this week is I want to play a piece of video for you.
Yeah.
Real quick, we'll get this out of the way. Let's see here. I'm sorry, I got to look up the guy's name real quick. Of course, you know I'm going to edit all that out. Oh, you cocksucker on a bike. I hope you lay it down. Motherless cunt. Fuck you. Fucking garbage insecurity. Kiss my ass. Let's see. I'm about to play you some audio from Sal Licata.
Sal Licata.
Yep. New York sports guy.
No, okay.
Okay, here it is
oh,
right here.
Oh, no. I think I know what this is.
Well, Memorial Day has come and gone. Tomorrow, matter of fact, is June 1st. We just showed you the NL East standings. You don't need me to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The NL East is over. That's right. It's a wrap. No one is touching the Mets. Tweet me the hate all you want about the jinx. Nonsense. The Mets will be National League Eastern Division champs, and I don't even think the Braves are going to challenge them. The Phils, please, you've seen them. I won't even mention the other two teams. No one else is 500. What are you worried about, Mets fans? The West Coast trip? Yeah, okay. The Mets are only going to get better, and even if the Braves do turn it around, it will be too late. The NL East is over.
It's over, Jeff. It was over on May 31st.
Yeah.
The East was over.
Yep.
I reflected on this video yesterday morning when I ordered my Atlanta Braves National League East Champions t-shirt.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes,
okay. Did you send one to Sal?
No, but I'll tell you what's better. And this guy's been taking a beating
for about the last
week on Twitter.
As he should.
He's been getting murdered.
Good.
So, not only were they saying that. Now, if you had told me on June 1st that the Braves were 10.5 games up, I probably would have felt okay about it, right?
Sure.
So if I were a Mets fan, I probably would have felt pretty good, right? Don't know that I would have gone on TV, being that the Braves were the team last year that were, you know, weighed super-duper injured and out of the standings and everything in July and made trades at the deadline and fucking won the World Series. I don't know that I would have been as confident as Sal Licata was. But whoever it was that made the shirts had the Mets logo. The blue shirt said, "The East is over," and had the Mets logo all over it. They were selling them. Like, I don't know if I'd have been that guy.
Yeah.
Starting on June 1st, the beloved Braves finished, I believe, 78-34 to finish out the year, including a 14-game win streak in the month of June, and won the National League East on a Tuesday night.
By sweeping...
They swept the Mets last weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3-game sweep in Atlanta. This is after, by the way, losing 4 out of 5 to the Mets in New York earlier this summer, in August, I believe. And so they beat the Mets 3, and I think we went into that game, the Mets were up a game, I believe. Beloved swept them 3 games, then went to Miami and won 1 out of 3 and won the division. They only had to win the 1 game to win it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. So I got to order a new $40 t-shirt yesterday.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking crazy. Wait till I start buying jerseys, because that's coming.
Yeah.
The jersey phase of my life, because I'm going to spring training next year. So the jersey phase of my life is starting.
Where do they do their spring at?
Florida.
Okay. Yeah. Sarasota?
No, it's some fucking tiny ass little fucking town. I'd have to look it up, but like you get a plane that flies into Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
And then it's like a 15 or 20 minute drive or something like that, or 11 minute drive or whatever it is. So I'm going to have to, and that's something I kind of want to get arranged and booked this weekend. Even I want to figure
out.
You
want to get your spring training going for next year?
Yeah. Schedule's out.
Yeah.
So I can look at the flights and look at the games and get a hold. That's something I want to book this weekend. So are you doing okay now that the news of Tom Brady and his wife have got out? Are you doing all right? Exactly. Jeff, exactly.
What happened?
Oh, they allegedly have both hired divorce lawyers. I guess.
Who cares?
I guess. I don't know. I don't fucking know. It was a huge thing yesterday.
God, they've been married a long time, though, haven't they?
It feels like they have. I don't know that, but it feels like...
Is that model chick, that bun?
Yeah, and by the way, if you pull up a picture of her, I'm not seeing it. Like, it must have really been for love.
Yeah.
She's got kind of a go-funny face. I don't know.
So does he.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I mean, does he? I don't know. Does he?
No, I'm not into dudes.
Well,
I just think he's a funny-looking fuck.
I mean, but you still know when a man is a handsome man. You don't got to be gay to figure that out. Like you're a handsome motherfucker.
No.
No?
No.
Well, that makes two of us then.
Right. Yeah. Not a lot of fucking beauty in this room.
No. No, not unless Sophie walked in.
Yeah, no shit, man. Fucking cat.
She fucking hates
me. No, she hates me.
Yeah. You should see when the mailman walks up to the fucking mailbox. Dude, holy shit, it's fucking bananas. It's pawing at the window. It's hissing. It's growling. It's crazy.
And then the cat comes in.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Hack Radio. You know, we should do a whole show, you know, like a morning zoo. Hi, Robotic Tom and Giselle. Good morning.
Don't we do that already?
No, fuck you. No. I hope not. Oh, shit. Oh, anywho. What else did I have? I had all kinds of fucking shit written down. Now I can't find it. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Baseball guy. Can we, by the way, I watched last Sunday, I was watching some football, and not a lot on Sunday, because locally there wasn't a lot happening, so I was doing other stuff. But can you quit trying to convince me that middle-aged women are going to fucking join a police force and start whipping ass? Stop it. Fucking quit. Every goddamn commercial has got, and it's always, it's a cop show. It's, you know, a fire department show.
Sure.
It's a FBI yeah. show. Every single one of them's got a middle-aged fat woman throwing punches on a Colombian drug lord. Fucking stop it. That's not happening. Would you fucking quit? Doug, get me like the Equalizer, like a trailer for the Equalizer. Check what happens.
I don't know. I don't know.
And then the other one I saw was The Rookie Feds, which is an ABC show, I guess. And that's another middle-aged, sassy middle-aged woman.
Sassy.
Ah, she's sassy.
Ah, sassy.
Yeah, she's sassy.
God damn it. Yeah, she's sassy.
Good. Oh, she's sassy, yeah. man.
Yeah. Did you see the fucking story about the woman that...
Doug, let me know when you have that, please.
See the story about the woman in Texas that is warning everybody against watching the new Hocus Pocus movie?
Guy at work mentioned that today, but just a headline.
Yeah,
what's her...
because they're casting spells on you. You never know what they're fucking bringing into your home
oh.
through that television set with their voodoo fucking magic.
Well, I would like to say this is the first time I've heard that, but I used to work at a bookstore, and my boss there had a degree in theology. And for a long time, she refused to carry Harry Potter books in the store because it advocated witchcraft.
No shit.
No shit. Well, no shit. Thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while? Yeah, that is absolutely a true statement.
These fucking people.
100% a true statement.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would think that's hilarious and rare, and unfortunately it's not. By the way, characterless, just humorless, just she's a blank slate of a human.
Who?
My boss at the bookstore.
Oh, at the books. Okay.
My former, this is many years ago.
Right.
A blank slate. She's a dollop of mayonnaise. She's a nothing. And that's what faith gets you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Faith and belief can be a prison, and the sooner you fucking realize that, the better your life will be. Your garbage religion is not going to help you. It might give you some comfort, but if it does, you're wrong. Now, okay, here we go. Let's turn this monitor over. Yeah, here, we'll just, I'm not going to fucking do the whole dance with it where we can see everything, but here's, okay, well.
I'm not going to turn it so you can see it, but watch this video.
Suck my dick. How about after you get your nip,
my nip?
And your hip done.
Yeah.
Same surgery, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do I have that right?
Hip replacement and a boob job at the same time. Nip reduction.
Jeff, you have no idea how hilarious that would be. After you get your hip done, come in here and rewire this fucking studio then if you don't like the way it's set up. Suck my dick.
I might.
No, you won't. Here's the season one trailer for The Equalizer on CBS, starring Queen Latifah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my, my.
Yeah.
Well, I hear it.
Shut up.
Say hello.
Let go of me.
Uh-huh.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, right. Oh. Okay, so here it is. Some fucking young, trim foreigners are holding some, I assume, some attractive dark-skinned girl hostage, I'm guessing. And in strolls fat Queen Latifah. Try telling me she's going to do anything about it.
Watch.
Maybe you should mind your own business.
I'll try.
Oh,
quit
my.
Quit telling me she's whipping all that ass.
You just saw it.
Not a hair out of place either.
Right.
I hate this fucking garbage.
But it turns out I'm really bad at it.
Ugh.
What's up with you, Mom? Out of nowhere, you quit your job last month and won't talk about it?
Ugh. Probably was forced into retirement, I'm guessing. Old bitch.
You love traveling all over the world, being the big shot in
your charity. Nobody wants to employ old worn-out rappers no more. Woe's me.
Oh, but you missed it. She's flying all over the world. So she must be very wealthy and has chosen to go into this life of vigilante. Yes.
She's Batman.
Hoi gavalt. What's with you, Mom? You retired suddenly last month, and now you're out whipping foreign nationals in fucking dingy warehouses about town. What's going on with you lately?
Out of nowhere, you quit your job last month and won't talk about it?
It's none of your fucking business.
Exactly.
You love traveling all over the world, being the big shot at your charity.
And now, she's whipping ass.
Yeah. Frankly, you were a big shot with your charity, and now you're jetting all over the world. Why don't we look at the fucking books? For that charity.
Exactly.
Huh?
It's complicated.
It's
not that complicated.
Is she just waterboarding somebody?
I hope so.
This new
fucking Zero Dark 30.
My gig of yours is raising questions.
This charity of yours is over. That's Zero Dark 30.
Company must be pretty desperate if they sent your skinny ass up here.
Well, they figured you'd kill anybody else.
Oh, they figured you'd kill anyone else. Quit trying to convince me. Stop it. If your audience is the median age of 80, they might think 52-year-old Queen Latifah is going to whip fucking ass all over town. But it's not happening.
You're kind of upset about this, aren't you?
No, I'm not upset. It's just, how? How can you fucking watch it? How?
This will probably be the number one show in the fall.
That's starting its third season.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was new.
Oh, no. This is a couple years old.
Christ.
You're talking to a pasty white guy, so you can definitely tell she's a black female. We don't want to make that mistake of not having 18 of those in every fucking show on TV right now.
Yes, they had.
I don't work for them anymore. I'm using my powers for good.
Why do I have a feeling this is not a social call?
Oh, God, it's a guy with a great big wall full of computer screens. Get it? Because he's tuned in. He's the fucking, you know, like the tech guy. He's tuned in, get it?
He must be the nerd of the show,
yeah,
huh?
Exactly. Now, that could be a white guy. That's all right for him to be a white guy, right?
I need your freaky ass superpowers.
Oh, God.
What? You know what's really... Actually, though, now hang on a minute. What's really interesting about this show is that I don't know that they've ever paired up a crime-fighting person with a nerd that knows, you know, the internet and how to work computers,
I mean,
it's such a new concept.
It's revolutionary.
It is.
I would buy that she were a rooftop assassin, if not for the fact that when the elevator broke down, she couldn't climb the fucking steps to make it happen.
This world is just looking for a reason to put a young black girl on that side of the fence. Help them.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Yeah, the world's looking for a reason. I think they're looking for fucking reasons, too, there, Queen Latifah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
When I can't sleep, it's not because of all the things I've done. It's because of all the people I couldn't save.
Now, I can believe she'll shoot guys. I can get down with that.
But not whipping ass.
She's not whipping ass. She's not whipping Colombian drug lords or fucking sex ring guys half to death in fucking abandoned warehouses. That shit's not fucking happening.
Yeah, but when they only attack one at a time and they all just kind of wait in the corners for their turn, it's easy.
Ah, it's like a battle Steven, royal in pro
Steven
wrestling.
Steven Seagal fucking fight scene mentality.
Yes.
You know, you got fucking eight guys standing there with pool cues and cue balls and shit in their hands, and he whips every single, because they only attack them one at a time.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, guys, I got something for you. Well, this guy's distracting them from the front, hit him with the cue stick from behind.
I'd like to see how out of breath she is when these fucking scenes are filmed.
Hey, quit telling listen, me she's whipping ass. I don't know if you know how TV works, but...
No, that's just it. I do know how TV works.
Not...
And this show shouldn't be fucking on it.
Do you really think she could help?
Well, it would be great if she would rap something at the end when she got done. Yo, I just whipped your ass.
Ken. I'm super bad. It's McCall.
Ugh. Ugh.
How many people are out there desperate with nowhere to turn?
They have some weight.
She's not, got her in a hallway whipping. She's punching guys' fucking teeth out. It's a fucking, it's ludicrous.
I am getting you the first three seasons of this on Blu-ray for Christmas.
You won't have to. I already own it. What do you think I've been jerking off to for the last 5 weeks? Oh. Look at it's her and fucking 20
I'm
guys with ya. Guns.
Well, when they only attack it once and forgot to load their guns and, you know... It's easy.
Three guys have strokes. Two
right.
have sudden onset heart attacks from the fucking coronavirus vaccine and fucking. You know,
it's like a bad. It's like an
one
old,
by one.
It's like an old bad Atari video game where the bad guys are just wandering around. The programming can't handle the fucking shit. And
that game is 8-bit, and so is this show. Fucking stinks
to me.
Superman.
I'm the one you call. You can't call 911.
Oh, God. Oh. Just quit fucking.
It's just, look, I know that it's a little far-fetched to believe, but it's just so nice to see something fresh. We got a minority whipping white guys' asses.
Finally.
Great.
Finally. Am I right? All kidding aside, her being a middle-aged black woman is not the issue. It's the middle-aged part. They got her fucking clean-clocking dudes, like fucking just knocking motherfuckers out, like Tyson in 88. She's not knocking guys out. I cannot suspend my disbelief enough where you can convince me that she's whipping ass. Now, she goes in shooting... I get that, but you can't even have that anymore. You can have a little bit of gunplay now, but you know, not a lot, because you don't want to advocate violence.
You're right, exactly.
Not gun violence, anyway. Holy shit, that's fucking crazy. Oh, it's fucking the shit. Oh,
that's...
I hate
TV
it.
TV is so awful.
I fucking hate it so much. Woof. Doug, do you have... Okay. The Rookie Feds Season 1 teaser. Another sassy black gal.
Yeah.
Now this, again, her being black's got nothing to do with it. But
I'm sensing a theme here, though.
Yeah, well, that's all I saw on fucking Sunday with these goddamn commercials all fucking day.
You got a problem with the?
Okay. Now here she is. You got some nice generic rap music or whatever underneath the beat. There's a guy sitting in a holding cell. He's got neck tattoos. He's probably killed 8 people before lunch today. And in strolls the middle-aged black woman.
Who are you?
Simone Clark, FBI. And the fact that I'm here should scare the hell out of you.
My. You know, this is so much different than the other trailer we just watched. It's so nice to see original programming again.
No, see, but here's the thing.
She looks so sassy. Look at her.
Here's the
sassy.
Thing. Here's the thing. Now, here's the thing. I know you want to say that they're exactly identical, but I'm going to tell you where you're wrong because I...
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
In The Equalizer, there's a woman who had a high... Who had a successful career for a long time.
Yeah.
Who gave that up in order to avenge wrongs against innocent people. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in this show, you got a gal who had a successful career for a long time and abandoned it. In order to help people who have been Oh, it's the exact same show. Oh, sorry.
Boy, you almost had me for a minute. I was in.
Oh, I just realized it's the exact same show. I'm sorry.
In fact, I need to go set my DVR to record this,
well,
please.
You won't have to, because I've made an executive decision.
Yes.
Our last two shows of this season are us going to be watching...
No. No, I will not participate.
The pilot of The Equalizer.
Nope.
And the pilot of The Rookie Fence. Oh, yeah, baby.
I hate you.
The fact that she's here should scare the hell out of you.
It did me. I was. Didn't you see me? It was visibly frightened.
Sir,
sorry
to say I did.
Shooken.
Not stirred.
I was a guidance counselor for 20 years.
Oh no, wait a minute.
Oh, she was a guidance counselor
and
for 20
years.
And
she gave up that fucking lucrative career.
Right.
Huh.
In order to help innocent... Yeah, it's the same
So thing. She was a guidance counselor and then just magically became an FBI agent.
Yeah, apparently so.
Wow.
We're going to have to watch the pilot in a few weeks to find out what happened. Oh, now the elevator opens. That's
and
her.
I got news for you. She ain't middle-aged.
No, she's 52 years old, just like Queen Latifah. In fact, I looked
she
it up.
She looks like she's about 72.
In fact, I looked it up. She's like a month younger than Queen Latifah.
Who the fuck? Is that what?
I don't fucking know. Niecy Nash.
Oh, I've heard of her, yeah.
They're like a month apart
yeah.
in age.
She looks like a dude.
Like a post-op.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Where does he get those wonderful toys? This town needs an enema.
That fucking cuck standing next to her.
Right, so... Right, so... They got... So the elevator doors
the
open.
The bumbling fucking FBI
right,
white guy.
Right. It's a white guy in a pink shirt, so I automatically hate him. He's half a man. He clearly voted for Biden and Obama. It's, you know... And if you want to convince me otherwise, name me one liberal alpha male. Thank you very much. Now, so you got her, and then the door opens, and so now you have to know that you got the guy with the blue blazer and the pink shirt, the white guy, so you know he's not a threat to her. Okay, so the elevator door is open. They're standing next to each other.
To fulfill my lifelong dream of being in the FBI.
Right. She just popped up into the FBI after all those years as a guidance counselor.
Yeah, I put all that time in going to college to get an education degree to be a guidance
right,
counselor.
Right.
But the whole time, I wanted
I
to be...
secretly pined for the FBI.
You nervous?
Yeah, a little.
You set the bar pretty high when you were here last time.
Oh, she was there before, apparently.
Oh, I sense a backstory.
Yeah, oh, I can't
Boy, this gets more and more intriguing.
I can't wait to learn more about it.
Wow.
Now, she's on a car chase... And something, she hits something, which makes sense, because she's an old woman driver.
There's no resting on your laurels. You got to armor up every day and prove you belong.
Hey, guidance counselor, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Quit trying to tell me what JUCO college to go to, all right? Go fuck yourself. And this is not that conversation. Relax.
A special unit of yours is counter to the entire FBI ethos.
Exactly. The Bureau needs an upgrade.
That's...
This is so original. They're going to go for the fucking wild card here and hire the guidance counselor.
It's never been done that a rogue outfit. Okay?
Yeah.
And the fucking boss, by the way, you can tell by the way he talks to this straight-laced white gal from the FBI. You can tell this guy, hey, he's a loose cannon.
Is he?
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, you can fucking tell. He doesn't care. He doesn't care that his...
He takes chances.
That's right.
I got to get the job done, and I'm going to take chances.
And you know why he takes chances, Jeff?
Why?
Because he cares.
Does he?
So damn much. Yeah.
About what?
Taking chances, I bet? I don't know. Fucking knows.
Because I care about taking chances.
Who doesn't?
This process, more police work.
Oh.
I need outside-the-box thinkers who keep things low-key, and we both know... That's not you.
Ah, he's a fucking renegade, this guy.
My
he's
God.
A rebel. She got some big dumb tits. I like to come all over those things.
You saying, I just need to prove myself worthy again.
I need to get someone. And then she points at him like fucking Isaac on the Love Boat. Yeah. Fucking do not
the finger
tell
guns.
Me I'm putting that right next to a fucking picture of Isaac. Get the fuck out of here. You saying I need to XYZ. How about if the FBI hires anyone that says, you saying?
You saying?
You don't fucking hire him. She's a fucking part of a renegade unit within the FBI that's pushing the boundaries of the organization.
It's the A team.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the FBI that used to spy on fucking Aretha Franklin and Martin Luther King Jr. These fucking buffoons are going to push the boundaries, Jeff, in the name of justice. Get the fuck out of here.
These buffoons.
Fucking beat it.
No, Simone.
I'm on it.
That is not the takeaway.
See, but she's too much of a rebel for him.
God, what a funny show.
Oh. He's the only police chief on TV with a gunt, by the way, this fucking guy. I hate him.
Spend the next 6 months.
And there's the guy in the pink shirt again with his fucking gay gray tie.
Show him what a rock. Look,
this guy's colorblind. Look at the fucking way he dresses.
You are without going rogue.
I don't have that kind of time. I'm not 25. I gotta shine.
No shit, bitch.
The point to our whole conversation,
the whole
honey.
Fucking point.
The whole fucking
Why
point.
Are you on my screen then?
Right out the gate.
Because they take chances.
That's right,
they care
Jeff.
About taking chances.
And you know where they also care about taking chances? Clearly.
Yeah.
Hollywood, Jeff.
Do they?
They need things to be different there.
Yes.
Did you call for backup from the LAPD?
No. I texted.
See, she's old, but she still texts. So she's not, you know, you can't put her in the ground yet, Jeff.
Nope.
She's part of a renegade force here.
She's crafty.
She's fucking crafty.
She's fucking crafty.
Oh, yeah. Now they got, okay, so now they show the whole group.
Here's the gang.
Okay, so now it's her with her back to the camera. There's Lurch.
There's Lurch, yeah.
There's the fucking,
the chief.
Chief with a gunt. There's fucking befuddled white woman.
Is that Ellen DeGeneres?
And there's young maid from the Jeffersons. I can't think of her name right now. But
Florence.
Florence, yeah, she fucking stinks. This woman, I hate her. She stinks.
It's the crew.
They got one black woman with a fat ass, and they had to have one that was built with a sparrow's ass. And that's this black chick right here. And the white girl, too. But
just say this is a fascinating case of self-sabotage. Please, can I work up a profile on her before you fire her?
She's a firebrand. Antagonist.
You know the thing is, can I tell you?
Yeah.
They're all sassy on this show.
Are they sassy? Yeah.
But you know what? They managed to have, you know, and I don't know if you picked up on this, but they all managed to have. I can't even keep a straight face through it. I'm sorry, America.
God, this is so bad.
Three suspects on street bikes.
Hey, handsome.
Okay.
Oh, she's so clever.
They're at a red light. There's a perp on a bike. She reaches out.
Using the lingo.
Well,
you got to put your old ass on one of these shows.
I got to tell you, I'm hip to the lingo.
Yeah.
All right, Dad? Daddy-o?
We'll call it Tubby Goes to Quantico.
Well, now it's got to be called that.
Okay. I got his DNA. Pretty good, right?
Now,
she get his DNA.
Well, she jerked him off at the red light.
Oh,
but here's the thing.
I gotcha.
What she did, and I will give him credit for this, what she did was she was next to the perp. He was on a motorcycle at a red light. He turned his back. She scratched his neck. So now his DNA is in her nails. So far, what I'm not seeing, though, is her attempting to whip a young man's ass.
Yeah.
So far we've not seen that. Maybe she just gets everywhere she needs to be, Jeff, by being sassy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's who she is in the end.
Yeah.
You're on the team. Please don't make me regret this.
Whoa. FBI!
Oh.
In my house, you're my daughter, not an FBI agent.
Oh, and then you got the...
I'm here to teach you.
I'm good with that. As long as you're good with learning from me, too.
What are you going to fucking teach a fucking experienced FBI agent?
We're fans.
Oh.
We're feds. When do I get fed?
I can't wait to watch these garbage shows.
I am not sitting here and watching this with you. No fucking way.
Look at how much fun we just had tearing apart the fucking trailers. I take this.
God,
you gotta check your contract. We're watching. Anyways.
Yes, Mr. Benny.
Oh, the fucking shits. It's the worst.
TV is so entertaining. There's so much quality original programming on.
The problem is you've got 500 fucking streaming and networks and everything else. And whatever's decent, you find kind of by accident. You need a recommendation or some shit like that.
I don't know how, you know, like CBS, NBC, ABC, the original, you know, big three networks that are still, for some ungodly reason, tied to, you know, standards and practices. I don't know how they compete with the Netflixes and the Hulus and shit like that. They can put nudity on the fucking screen. And
I'll tell you how. Because their audience is 80 years old.
Oh.
That's how. All old timers. Let's go to the news now on TGO Radio.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Sorry, started on the wrong page. A quote-unquote horny student who forced a man to have sex with her and left him with a love bite. She's 24 stone. A stone is 14 pounds. Therefore, burned thighs McGillicuddy here is 336 pounds. She is 24 stone in weight.
Okay.
Imogene Brooke is described as being much bigger than the man who she allegedly pinned down at her home in Southampton. She then engaged in a non-consensual sex act with the alleged victim, who was left, quote, staring at the wall after the 15-minute ordeal. Brooke was very drunk and horny when she climbed on top of the man after a date. Must have been at a buffet. She then allegedly started riding the man, whose protests were going in one ear and out the other, quote...
Couldn't hear him.
Quote... You know why she couldn't hear him? Her high blood pressure. Her fucking ears were beating like fucking conga drums.
Boom.
Exactly.
Boom. Boom.
She couldn't hurt anything. Brooke also told him, quote, "You may be saying no, but your dick is saying yes." I think that's a fear boner.
A fear boner.
I've had those. Fear boners? Oh. Since I was young, though, the blood don't flow like it used to. I went to give blood for a health insurance exam the other day. They couldn't get it out of me.
It was like, poke your arms there, Mr. Burns.
It was like frozen island dressing.
It's cocktail sauce.
She's like, I can't get any blood out of you. I'm like, well, I spent all weekend drinking fucking Mountain or Dr. Peppers and Cherry Cokes. I don't think you're going to get any blood out of me there, sweetheart. She goes, I'm just going to have to, I don't know, they'll get in touch with you to tell you what they want to do.
Look, sweetheart, I got shit. Just punch me in the nose, put some in a cup, and I'll get the fuck out of here, okay? Jesus.
Hold on, I'll fish the boogers out. The man later told Slim, sent a photo of him asleep on Facebook Messenger the next day with a bruise on his neck.
That's it?
He sent her a voice note asking if she wanted to see the love bite she had given him. Brooke replied, quote, "The picture I took last night looked horrific, like I strangled you.
I know what I ate."
"I'm never doing that to you again, by the way. You liked it last night," end quote. quote, this is the guy, quote, I remember it because I can't get it out of my head. Or the smell out of your pelvis, I bet.
And I can't get it out of my...
She's about twice his weight, it says here.
Oh, yeah?
This might be the day someone shits their pants right here. This...
Do it.
This could be it. It's solid, but I pulled up short. If I'd pushed it a second longer, it would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
A chemical disaster, and it would have smelled like one, too. Bhopal, New India in fucking 83. Sorry, if you're not 70, I apologize.
Union Carbide.
Union Carbide. You got to look
Union
that up.
Union Carbide.
I'm glad you got that.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty obscure from this distance.
What year? 83?
I was that so was
early
a,
80s.
That
yeah.
was a guess. It was early
yeah,
80s.
Yeah, it was early 80s.
Union Carbide.
You know what cracks me up? It was 83 and it was in India. Why was that even a story in those days? You know?
Because it was still a British protectorate.
Oh, well, there we go, yeah. And I say...
Oh, God.
You seem to have...
It's quite the yellow cloud we have there. God. She also claimed the pair had kissed passionately when they first got back to Brooks' flat that night.
Yeah, get it?
They, her kisses must have... must have tasted like a Little Debbie's dipped in ranch dressing.
Swiss cake rolls.
Oh, dude, those are fucking good. Fuck you, man.
Yeah. Man, I'm not saying nothing, man.
Update now to that story.
Instant updates on TGO Radio.
Instant updates on TGO Radio.
I love it.
A jury took 1 hour to clear this lumbering fatso. There's a picture of her, and I'll show you. They cleared her of forcing a man to have sex with her after she told the jury that she was, quote, too lazy to be on top for 15 minutes. And by the time she returned to bed... From checking to see if she had burnt her onion rings. I swear that's what it says. He was asleep.
I can see her sitting in the courtroom with a fucking bucket of extra crispy telling this fucking story.
Imogene Brooke, 31, burst into tears in the sweet, sweet bacon-flavored tears.
Jesus. So this was over in jolly old England, huh?
Yeah. Thanked jurors after they took just 1 hour to find her not guilty. Miss Brooke, who weighed 24 stone at the time. So who knows how much she fucking weighs now. Monster. Had been accused of blah, blah, blah. She told the jury she couldn't have done... I'm sorry, hang on. Had been accused of pinning her alleged victim down... Having sex with him against his will and giving him a love bite, but she told the jury she couldn't. She couldn't have done the two things at once because, quote, I can't multitask, end quote. I bet she can eat with both hands.
Do I look like I'm climbing anything?
Other than the charts for corona death susceptibility? No. No. She's the reason why they came up with the term comorbidities, this fucking fatso. Found not guilty, Jeff. She also claims she couldn't have been able to tug him. Oh. She couldn't have been able, wouldn't have been able to tug him over onto his back in bed because she, quote,
didn't have a free hand.
Yes. Yes. He was fucking shoving Hostess Twinkies into her fucking maw. Sorry, I was injecting Twinkie filling into my veins with a fucking needle. Sorry, I couldn't have possibly. I'm not Superwoman, she says. I disagree. You push that weight around every day. You're Superwoman.
Sugar water enemas. Ew, gross. Jesus.
That could be a show title. Anyway, here's a picture of Miss America.
I'm too lazy.
Yeah. No, Jesus. You're not. Go get me my food-eating shovel. Fucking monster.
Well, after a months-long investigation, Sheriff Chad Cronister says his human trafficking squad has arrested more than 170 people accused of soliciting prostitution and or looking to victimize minors.
What do they got against the coal industry?
I was just going to say, how in the world do you victimize minors? They're down. They're digging out coal all fucking day. How do they possibly have time to be victimized? That's my question. Turn that light on because I was having trouble reading the text. Because I'm as old as she is fat, that woman.
Well, and it's fucking getting darker earlier, too. So fuck this world.
Don't blame the world for the fucking for going around the sun with fucking frightening regularity.
Or are you one of those round earth people?
Oh, you fucking ain't right I am, and I'll stand by it. I'll fight you over it too.
Or looking to victimize minors.
Eight on your side's Brittany Mott.
Eight on your side. Yeah. That's where Luke Cannon used to work.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. 8 inches on your side.
I watched a porno once called Eight on Your Side.
Well, I watched a gangbang porno called Eight is Enough. Yeah. Or Eight is Not Enough. I guess I should have gone that way, right?
Right. Yeah.
This is live outside of the Falkenberg Road Jail with the impact this bust is on Tampa Bay. Brittany?
Stacey, Josh, good afternoon. 8 women and children have been rescued. Sheriff Chad Cronister.
Let's go out now to the toll road where Stacy is waiting with a report. Stacy? Holy fuck. Film somewhere quiet. Police, station, something.
Stacy, Josh, good afternoon. 8 women and children have been rescued. Sheriff Chad Cronister today highlighted some.
Apparently, she's being strafed by the Luftwaffe in this fucking clip. What the hell? All right, sorry, let's go back. I got to
good rescue children.
Yeah, those are the kids they want to rescue.
Right.
Yeah.
Stacey, Josh, good afternoon. 8 women and children.
Did you finally get it?
Being strafed. Wow. It's really funny.
Thanks, man.
Have been rescued, Sheriff Chad Cronister, today.
About time you contributed to this show.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Other than all the show prep and the hosting and the drinks and
Fuck Doug does all that shit.
Okay. One of us was up at 2 a.m. doing show prep and wasn't Doug Reach around, I'll tell you that.
It wasn't me either.
No,
so.
Fuck no, it wasn't. Since 2005.
Hey,
I tried to get Jeff to bring stuff to the show And like, I needled him pretty good. I mean, I'm like, do you have anything for the show? Like a story? Like, come on, man. He just fucking, I finally just gave up. He comes here, he sits down, he does a show most weeks. I mean, you know, the last few years, most more than not. And that's all I can say to him. So he just comes and does it. He's a comedic genius, and he goes home. What more can he ask?
Right.
An operation that his agency has been working on alongside of the newly appointed state attorney, Susie Lopez, by his side.
That was a fucking word set. What the fuck did you say? I want to rewrite this script for you. This is a nightmare. Try to diagram this fucking sentence. I dare you.
And children have been rescued. Sheriff Chad Cronister today highlighted some of the cases and operations his agency has been working on alongside of the newly appointed state attorney, Susie Lopez, by his side.
What the fuck are we? What? What did you even fucking say?
She doesn't know.
Holy fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
What a mess. I'm going to tweet her and offer to rewrite her copy for her before she does live hits. That's another reason you don't do a live hit. No producer goes, what the fuck did you just say? What are we doing? You graduated college for this.
Commas, periods.
Yeah. Fucking.
Think about it, at least.
Paul Tarvowski's honeymoon was.
Who?
Paul Tarvowski.
Paul Tarvowski.
God damn it. Now, this is a great story. Now, this guy is a man after my own heart.
Who, Paul Tarvowski?
Yeah. And you'll know why here in a minute.
Paul Tarvowski's honeymoon was cut short in Tampa last month.
His new bride falls asleep, and he decides, I'm going to respond to an ad to one of the one of our undercovers the place to go have sex that evening.
You're fucking a right,
Jesus
dick.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Now, Paul Tarvowski may or may not have just waylaid... Oh! That's another one. Two mush mouths in this miss mouth.
Three.
Well, I'm not playing three, so let's make the one count. Let's see.
I think you are.
Boy, you're gonna be upset. Boy, you're gonna be upset when we cover the song on our album.
You can take that one yourself, Queen.
Aretha Franklin! Aretha Franklin! Oh, that's a great song.
Well, after a month-long investigation,
American Classic.
Today highlighted some of the cases and operations his agency has been working.
So anyway, Paul Tarvowski lays waste to his pig of a wife. I'm
newlywed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like you haven't fucked her before. Right? I mean, you know, let's be serious.
There might be some left.
Okay.
Gotta wait.
Okay.
Make it a special night.
She's either, you know, wasted and passes out or shot full and he barely enjoyed it. So he's just like...
An old Officer Paul Tarvowski.
Tarvowski.
...working on alongside of the newly appointed state attorney Susie Lopez by his side.
Ugh, what a fucking mess.
Tarvowski's honeymoon was cut short in Tampa last month.
His new bride falls asleep, and he decides, I'm going to respond to an ad to one of the one of our undercovers the place to go have sex that evening. So,
gee whiz. Wow. Well, better go get this nut.
So he leaves and comes to the hotel and wishes to purchase sex. Well, he was.
Well, you're kind of renting pussy, right? Like, you're not really buying it, let's be honest.
He already bought it.
Yeah. Can I rent some pussy, please?
Yeah, I mean, he bought it. It's back at the hotel fucking sleeping one off.
Fucking exactly.
Right.
Under arrest immediately.
Sheriff Cronister says Tarvowski was one of 176 men arrested since April for committing illegal acts of prostitution.
Illegal?
With minors.
Our detectives are too good at...
What the fuck is Jared from Subway doing there? Thank you.
What they do. Please, I'm going to beg you one more time. If you want to traffic another for sex, if you want to purchase another individual for sex, or you want to prey on the children in our community...
Do it somewhere other than Tampa Bay.
Yeah, do it when you got a lot more money, Jeffrey Epstein. You can skirt for a fucking decade and a half.
Yeah.
He had to murder that guy in his jail cell. That's how powerful he was at the end.
He killed himself.
Allegedly.
He did.
Okay.
Sure.
Go to another county because the odds are against you that you're going
to... Don't do it here. Yeah, no. Do it somewhere else, but just don't do it here.
I'm not saying don't do it.
Right.
But don't do it in my county. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Your photo is going to be on one of these boards.
Chronister. If you donate a lot of money to the police department, you can get away with fucking kids for a long time.
Yep.
Says many victims depend on their trafficker for basic necessities, so it's tougher for them to find the courage.
Like mouthwash and coffee.
I bet it's a lot of, you know, like the toothpick things, too, like the little flosser guys. Gotta get some pubes out.
Well, not if they're the kids.
I don't think you know how this works, Jeff. Let me... I'll explain it to you off
air. Yeah. Don't give away your secrets so they can build a case.
My secrets. Listen, folks, we have a lot of fun on TGO Radio, but my secrets are I sit on the fucking couch and I go to bed. Those are my secrets. I have no fucking secrets. I've got nothing to hide from you people. We've been doing this show for 18 years almost. Everything I do, you guys already know about or have done.
Against their trafficker.
What we are seeing is a lot more into...
I've talked to my audience more about my breakup 2 years ago than I talked to her about it. Shit.
Individuals engaged in the sex trade and becoming traffickers, and here's the reason why. It's extremely profitable.
Oh!
I think you just figured it out, Captain Obvious. I think you just cracked this case.
Well, now, hold on a minute, caller.
No, wait a minute. There's money to be made here?
Money to be made in pussy, huh?
Hmm.
Weird. That doesn't seem right. I don't know if that adds up, frankly.
It's extremely difficult to prosecute.
Another goddamn...
How come we don't have fucking interesting, cool fucking shit like that to jump between segments on?
Oh, because we know how to fucking do a show. That's
like
why.
Adults.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if we had to do something like this, we'd pre-tape it. Like we knew what the fuck we were doing, so we wouldn't have a 3-second delay between me and the studio. That's why.
Since the human trafficking squad was created 1 year ago.
Human trafficking squad.
360 arrests have been made.
Yikes.
Reporting live this afternoon from the jail, Brittany Mueller, 8.
From the jail. Brittany Mueller's a mess. Recording live from the jail. It's Brittany Mueller. What jail? Reporting live from the jail, Jeff. An Indian monk.
What?
An Indian monk.
Monk.
Has been holding his arm in an upward position continuously for more than a decade, in honor of his god.
And who's his god?
Well, you know, I'm going to try to say this guy's name and not be funny about it, but it's Mahant. Well, I just flew in. Boy, is Mahant tired. I don't even know what this one is. Oh, motherfucker.
Good.
I just flew in it, boys. Mahant tired.
Your gunt's
well,
tired.
Well, there's no doubt about that. It's doing more harm than good, frankly, at this point. I think we're both really tired. I've been up since 2 a.m., by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a few weeks. In a few weeks, it'll all be over. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. When Jeff dies on the operating table. okay. Mahant Roddy Puri.
Mahant. Mahant.
Mahant. Yes, sir. My lovely lady hunts.
You seen old Fergie lately?
No. How's it looking now? Pull up a picture of Fergie and let's see how it looks. Is an Indian sadhu, a religious or holy person, Jeff, who has renounced their worldly life from Allahabad, has been keeping his right arm raised above his head for more than 10 years in honor of a Hindu deity.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Fergie looks like... Why does Fergie look like a puppet from the Child's Play franchise?
She really does. Wow.
I gotta tell you what. People can say whatever they want to fucking say about me, but I'd fucking nail shit like that.
Yeah, that was good.
I edited a show the other day, To Catch a Predator show a few weeks ago, and I said someone looked like... Shit, what did I fucking say? Well, one was D.B. Cooper. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But the other one was... Oh, shit. It was a guy with a widow's peak, like Eddie Munster. And I said he looked like... God damn it. Fuck, I can't think of it.
Yeah, I remember you saying it, and I can't.
Shit. He's kept his arm over his head for a decade for his god, Jeff.
Good. How's that going for him?
Well, I'll tell you how it's going. It turns out that the first couple of years are the most difficult of keeping your arm over your head. After that, the muscles in the arm become so atrophied that the whole appendage becomes numb and stuck in that position.
Your fucking mom was right. You keep making that face and it'll stick in that fucking position.
Mahant, who even...
Mahant.
asked how long he planned to keep his arm raised like that. Mahant, who even sleeps with his right arm in that unusual position, said he hadn't even thought about it.
I wish somebody just call on this motherfucker.
Clearly hadn't thought about it. Your belief is a prison.
Fucking...
Free yourself.
Free all of us from it.
Yourself from the prison of your own backward faith. I'm begging you, please. You want to see a picture of this guy and his fucking Auschwitz skeletal arm? Yeah. Yeah, you want to fucking see him?
Yeah.
It's gross. Here. Yeah.
I'm going to start doing it right now, today. Yeah, this is it.
I hope you do.
Yep.
Jeez. It's a fucking... It's frightening.
His arm looks like my hip.
Yep.
Fucking tourists walking through there. Yeah, man, right on. Yeah, white power. Or red, whatever color he is.
First couple years are the hardest, though, they say. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I bet he couldn't put that arm down now if he wanted to.
No.
Fucking snap like a twig.
No, that's what they were saying. The ligaments and everything, it freezes that way. It's, you can't, yeah.
He looks so advanced.
Now, you would think.
You know.
Yeah, no,
I know. He looks so advanced.
It's a third world again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We got one more story, and I don't want to do it. I'm tired about the guy that got his fucking ass handed to him on Monday Night Football, the guy that ran on the field with the fucking pink, you know, smoke thing.
Pink smoke bomb? Yeah, let's do it.
He got fucking hammered.
Yeah, he did. He got
not
good.
Not as hard. I wish what had happened is that those cats get hit hard enough that their brain disconnects from their fucking brainstem. That's what I wish would fucking happen. So this guy didn't get hit nearly hard enough.
That's what should happen. You are not wrong. I agree with you 100%.
Well, finally.
Problem is, the NFL will be fucking paying for that vegetable the rest
of
his life.
Well, come to find out, correct myself next week if I misheard, but I think that those stadiums are private property.
Oh.
And so once you get on, like why you never see these cats getting sued is because once you get on the field, it's... You know, it's your trespassing on private property. So,
no kidding.
I think that's how that, I don't quote me on that, but I think that's how it works.
Well, if that's the case, why don't we just have some high-powered fucking rifles?
So, if it were up to me, there'd be five riflemen around the stadium who just, have it trained on.
Remember the ice cream lickers?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dead.
That was a decent solution we had for that problem.
Two Lee Harvey Oswalds in every store. And as soon as someone opens up a thing of ice cream and puts their tongue on it, their fucking brains are decorative glass from the door they just opened.
This guy's an idiot. That hurts.
Yeah, it fucking hurts, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All for his fucking backward religion. The fan who was leveled by L.A. Rams player Bobby Wagner, who lost that night to the beloved Niners on Monday Night Football, who, by the way, will probably finish 8-8, the Niners, by the way. That's how you know I'm okay, because I'm just like, all right, they'll be 8-8, it's all right. This week has now filed a police report over the incident, according to TMZ.
Oh.
An impeccable source.
Yes.
The man went to the Santa Clara Police Department on Tuesday following the Rams v. Niners game, cops tell us, and this is from TMZ, and filed the report. Two protesters jumped the railing at the stadium during the second quarter, armed with pink smoke bombs. One of the protesters, a woman, was taken down before she could get to the playing surface, of course.
Jesus Christ, everybody's fucking protesting everything.
That's my issue. You can't just be, and I got a picture of him, and she's cute.
Who, the protester?
The girl.
Yeah, that didn't make it out onto the field?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. She's cute, and he's a fucking 120-pound soy boy fruit, and he fucking got his balls handed to him, and I wish he had been hit
hard
enough that he forgot who he fucking was. And I'll show you the picture of this one, too.
What was I protesting?
The girl didn't make it onto the field, because it's football.
Here's your pom-pom, sweetheart.
Hi-yo! It should be a Niners cheerleader, sweet tits. All right? She didn't make it. The guy juked stadium staffers for several moments, but he headed toward the Rams sidelines where the predictable happened.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friend Bobby Wagner plays for the L.A. Rams. Did the Lord's work on that one, on that fucking takedown deal. For his part, Wagner said after the game he jumped in to help security for safety reasons, quote, "You don't know what the fan got or what they're doing." Exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly.
He's just peacefully protesting a, injustice, right?
Yeah, I guess. But even
stay
if
the fuck.
So here's this soy boy faggot. He's 5'4", probably. And the girl, the cute little half-Asian girl he's with. I have to fucking dip my nuts into her rice bowl. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, Jeff? Nice. Nice.
I'm really surprised it hasn't happened, especially since my hip's been bad, because it's some of the muscle control down there is a little different than it used to be right now.
I wish I could see... I wish I could sit here and lie to you, but I had to stand still in the garage for about 3 minutes this afternoon. I fucking...
Was this before or after work?
After work. I got home from... It started...
Oh, God damn.
It started developing as I'm on my way home. That didn't stop me from stopping to get a snack, though. That didn't stop
me. Of course not. That's all.
No. No way.
You had to stand there and suppress its... suppress
I had... Excuse me, Mr. Hurst. I'm having a digestive crisis. Yes. I must concentrate on suppressing its expression.
Allow me a moment's silence, Mr. Hurst. Sir.
Sir.
I'm having a digestive crisis and must focus on suppressing its expression.
Brother, I know exactly where you're fucking
Buddy,
at.
I got out of the Jeep and I... And my stomach went
fucking
roar. And I went, whoa.
Your stomach's going, we're home.
I opened the garage door, quickly backed into the garage. Like I got out. I knew I was going to make it in. And I just, I had to stand there and fucking clench my fucking
city.
Ass. Oh, buddy, I was clenching.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah. And then I came in here and it was like, why does Fergie look like something else.
Dude, I found something else
I got to cut out. So by the time I got in here and fed Sophie and it was fucking Root Beer City. And fucking,
gross.
I'm like, well, I better clean this. Jeff's coming over today, so I better fucking clean this toilet up. Drop the Tidy Bowl tablet in the tank and fucking, you know.
The Tidy Bowl man.
Yes. So that was my afternoon. Clench City.
I think that's a show title.
Clench City?
Clench City.
There's three in this episode. That's going to be tough. I may have to text you all three. And,
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
right.
And there's three in this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Clench City. You ever had to clench so bad that you got to cross your legs just to make sure?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, buddy. That's where I was at today. Oh,
and that, and it's just like, ooh. It's just fighting it once out so fucking bad.
And you, by the way, not for nothing, if you're not, I'm about to be 50 and Jeff is 51, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And for the younger people who don't know, for some reason, as you get older.
Laugh now, motherfucker.
Even if you're not routinely getting fucked in the ass, which I'm not. And I don't think Jeff is, but I don't know about his private life. It's whatever, you know. For some reason, your ability to clench fucking starts to elude you a little bit.
Laugh now, motherfuckers.
Sometimes
just wait.
Sometimes you get undressed at night and fight a little surprise. Well, I wasn't expecting that.
Fucking underwear went to Brown Town during the day, and you didn't know.
That's when they start calling you Mr. Brownstone.
Yeah, we've been dancing with Mr. Brownstone. It takes on a whole new meaning in your 50s.
For about 3 years.
Mr. Brownstain. We've been cleaning up Mr. Brownstain. Shit's been knocking.
Me, you, and Stosh went to a dinner out at a wing place by your house.
Oh, yeah.
By Camp David. I was 38 or 39.
Yeah.
And we walked, and we were standing in the parking lot, and I desperately had to shit. This is all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I desperately had to shit. And I said, because Jeff's house was right by there at the time, and I said, hey, can I go to your house and take a shit? And I go, for some reason, all of a sudden, I desperately have to shit. And you said, quote, welcome to your 40s. And brother, you were not lying about that.
Nope.
Wow, it happened suddenly, and every time I've eaten, almost every time since then. So
it just starts falling apart.
Yeah,
breaking down.
Yeah.
Yep. Life is nothing but a cruel fucking joke.
And I had two pretty outstanding shits at work today. And then
you had two today, and you had to clench for 3 fucking minutes in the garage?
What
is wrong with you?
At least 3 minutes. I hope a flu.
A flu!
A flu! We got a fucking flu? Otherwise, I got to see a doctor.
You took fucking two good shits at work, and you had to clench for 3 minutes in the garage after work.
Correct.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Your fucking diet is fucked.
What do you got, the fucking flu?
Woo!
I didn't even have lunch today, so I don't know where it came from.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Hopefully, I'm getting sick, like I said.
Goddamn, got fucking bowel cancer or something.
What do you hope kills you in the end? Like, do you have a preference on that? I don't want to be away. Like, I had an uncle die in his sleep.
Oh,
that sounds pretty fucking good to me.
No, that's like, it. I mean.
Well, if I don't get a machine for this sleep apnea, that's going to be the fucking end result in about 3 months. So, I got to figure it the fuck out here pretty quick if I want to live. And I do, by the way. I'm not trying, you know. Someone who wants to live, I got a weird way of not getting treatment for this. I've been talking about it for fucking 3 years.
Got a weird way of showing your fucking will to survive there, pal.
I went to the doctor last year. He was like, oh, your heart sounds good. I'm like, really? Holy shit.
Your what sounded good?
My
your
heart?
Heart.
Yeah.
Huh.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't line up.
Exactly.
You said my heart sounded good. My lungs sounded good.
Did you go over the years of abuse you've put that thing through?
Yeah. Dude.
All the fucking extra buddy, big breakfasts and.
So this was last summer. The gal checked my blood pressure the other day and it was a cunt hair high, but otherwise fine. She checked it three times. I know. I'm indestructible.
You've got that Monty Burns shit going on. Yeah. There's so much wrong with you. It all balances out.
All in balance to keep me alive. Right.
Don't fix nothing.
She took my blood, blood pressure and said it was a cunt hair high, but not.
She didn't say it was a cunt hair
no,
high.
No. But okay. but otherwise, fine.
She fucking pops one out and goes, it's a little high.
Or
she could have went
yeah.
And picked one out.
Out of my teeth. last summer when I went and I had my blood drawn, a week or so went by and I was on the way home from work when they called me that day and they go, hey, this is so-and-so from the doctor's office. I got your blood. And I'm, you know, even though I'm driving,
need you to pull over, stop driving and get back here somehow immediately.
I'm like, okay, well, the news is bad enough. What building am I going to swerve into? You know, right when she called me and she goes, hey, I'm just calling, you know, everything is fine. And I went,
You've obviously dialed the wrong number.
And I ordered the results. Not only was everything fine, it was better than fine. And I said to her,
I don't believe it.
You have no idea how little sense that makes because I'm fat. I'm old and fat.
You know what, though? I'm in relatively decent health.
Yeah.
Blood, you know, I mean, I got high blood pressure, but that, you know, I'm keeping that in check with medicine and it hasn't fucking evolved in anything else.
See, now I told my doctor that if I end up with a blood pressure thing, I got there by fucking myself and I want to get out of it by like adjusting my diet or whatever. I've not been told anything that's got me alarmed, which at 50, I mean, knock on wood, but I'm fucking grateful for it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's awesome.
So
fuck this goddamn hip.
And then I got up from my chair the other day at work, speaking of your hip, and mine fucking cracked. And James goes, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is going on? I'm fucking walking with a limp the rest of the day. And I go, Jesus Christ, me and fucking Jeff in the hospital together getting new goddamn hips. It sounded like a .22 going off, man. It fucking like, pop,
pow.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
But I thought the building was collapsing.
I should be so
fucking main support just fucking gave.
I should be so fucking lucky. On unemployment for a while.
Now, you know what? With your luck, you'd be the only one to survive.
No, but if the building collapses, I won't have anywhere to go to work.
You keep talking about leaving that job.
Yeah, I know. I gotta start
looking.
What
the fuck?
I gotta start looking. Well, you can't leave till you find something new.
Right.
You know, that's not. I'm not young anymore. I can't get away with that shit. I got too much cat food to buy. If it came right down to it, I can cancel everything else.
That's what's keeping you fucking healthy, that diet of cat food. Meow.
I drove to for cat food last week.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can't get it in this fucking town. It's not acceptable, I understand. But I found a really, by accident, found a very scenic way home. So it was a very nice, pleasant drive home. And you know me, I love a long drive, so I didn't mind it so much. You can't really get anything anymore, and it's a store brand cat food, by the way, so you can't just get to any store and get it, of course. When Reagan died, Sophie was not eating the dry cat food at all. I don't know how she lived for as long, I don't know what she was eating, but she wasn't eating the dry cat food I had out. So I brought home 5 cans of different kinds of wet cat food. And the one she really liked was this store brand cat food.
So you went to get specific cat food then?
That was the one she liked. So that's what I give her.
Yeah, our cats get picky too.
Yeah. Jesus, buddy. You know, I love her, but holy fuck. I'm petting her the other morning, and she, shut the fuck up.
Boy, she's a cunt.
She really is a fucking cunt.
God.
But if she hadn't spent, I mean, you would have to have seen the pictures. I mean, she's a long-haired cat. You've seen Sophie, right?
Was she all matted up and shit?
She was so malnourished, her fucking hair wouldn't get long. Oh, she was underweight. It was fucking horrible. What this family.
People.
You know, yeah. And it was like they gave her back to Kylie's mom after 5 years because she wasn't using the litter box. Well, guess what? She's never had a fucking problem with me. The problem is you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I told her, I says, you know what?
Fucking idiots.
I fucking hate her. I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
So and that's why she's cunty for a fact.
Fucking abuse people. Don't abuse animals.
Yeah, why not abuse young children, for God's sake?
Exactly. God damn.
Future OnlyFans stars of tomorrow. But I said, if you absolutely cannot find a home for this animal, you let me know and I'll bring her in. And that's what happened. And now she's a little cunty, but I don't hold it against her because she had a bad first 5 years, man. What time is it? 7 o'clock on the dot. Let's get the fuck out of Dodge. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.